I saw Penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-priced stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-priced stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
Jeff Williams is here right now. And I got to tell you, you're going to have a fun one with this one, because Jeff and I were talking as we got ready for this. I almost can't believe where we're going. Now, Jeff Williams is the lead trader at PennyPro.com. If you want more information, well, you just heard the website, PennyPro.com. It's part of the RagingBull.com community. Jeff's on Twitter. He's at ThePennyPro. And I'm very pleased to say, Jeff Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Glad to be here again.
I said my audience may not believe where we're going. I'm not sure I believe where we're going. Today, we are talking about SinglePoint. That's ticker symbol S-I-N-G. That is a company that has ties to both Bitcoin and marijuana. And let me tell you, even among penny stocks, Bitcoin and marijuana are kind of the Wild West. So what's going on here?
Yeah, this is definitely the Wild West. We had talked about Bitcoin a while back. And in pot stocks, they were really hot for a while there, and they just really faded. And I kind of took them off my radar for a while. And then yesterday, I just happened to sift through a couple of charts. I saw a couple pot plays moving, and I pulled up Sing. And here's a stock that was trading at 41 cents back in August, made just a massive run. But then, like I said, it kind of fell off. But when I pulled up the chart, I saw this chart now is starting to consolidate right around the 50-day moving average line. And I noticed very quickly that over the past probably 2 weeks, it had bounced off that 50 moving average line twice. And now that 50 moving average line is starting to ascend. So I took a position yesterday at the close on Sing. I took 50,000 shares at basically 066, so about 6.5 cents on that 50 moving average line bounce. And in conjunction with the fact that over the past 7 days, Bitcoin has been on kind of a tear. It actually broke a double top on the short-term chart here, trading, I think, yesterday somewhere in the $4,100 range. Again, that's up pretty significantly from where it was about a week ago. So I think these two kind of correlate with each other nicely, and I think we're in a position here to possibly make a nice little run on SING.
So SinglePoint, which is ticker symbol SING, you bought it yesterday, trading below 7 cents a share. We talk technical analysis on this show all the time, but technical analysis works on a stock that has a 52-week range of 1 cent to 41 cents. I mean, you can trust the charts of SinglePoint the same way you would of Apple. Not that you as a penny stock expert look at an Apple, but you're willing to bet your money on it. You've got to have that trust, don't you?
Yeah, and you know what? If you look at the chart, a daily chart, I mean, if you just go back 2 months for an example, you'll see that if you have the 20-day moving average line and the 50-day moving average line, each run recently for Sing has bumped into that 20-day moving average line and then failed, but then pulled back to the 50 and bounced and went higher. So that right there shows me that this is definitely following technical analysis, the 20-50 moving average line, those two lines, the 50 being support, the 20 being resistance. But what I liked about yesterday and the reason why I purchased it was because we finally broke the trend and we broke above that 20 moving average line, something we haven't done in a while.
So how long is this buyable and what are you looking for? I mean, this is a stock that we can say what we want, and it did fall with Bitcoin's fortunes, but it's up 450% or so year to date. So it has been up huge. What are you expecting out of this and over what kind of time frame?
Well, what I tell traders a lot is, when we get to these places where we see a secondary bounce, and I would consider this a secondary bounce, obviously the massive run was earlier on in August. I try to have people create a visual image. You know, they take a ball on their roof, they drop it off the floor. The first bounce is pretty big, the second bounce is not so high, and so on and so forth. So I'm not expecting any real massive run here on SING, but looking at the chart, I do see a previous high of 071. I think if we can break that, we start looking in the 8 to 10 cent range, which is where I'll be targeting from the 066 entry. So, you know, I still think we can get a legitimate 10, 15, 20, maybe 30% out of this trade if Bitcoin continues on its hot streak that it is on right now.
What are you going to stop out at? Because on the one hand, you could say, hey, you're buying a stock that's, you know, only 7 cents a share. What's the worst that could happen? Well, the worst that could happen would be you'd lose 7 cents a share. So how much are you willing to let it falter before you stop yourself out?
Going back to what I said a little bit earlier, we've been following that 50-day moving average line as a bounce point, and it's held that now two times over the past probably 2 to 3 weeks really nicely. So that's going to be my clear stop loss. And as of yesterday at the close, that we were right around 056 to 057. So I'll basically give this one about one penny downside. And as long as we hold that 50 moving average line, I don't mind holding this for a couple, 2, 3, 4 days and just follow that trend and see if we can get up there. Like I said, 8 to 10 cent range would be a great target for me.
If it goes up, will this be a case where you move your stops up with it? In other words, if this stock goes nicely green for you, will you try to make it that, okay, you know, I raise my stops and stay green?
Depending on how quickly it moves. If it goes up really quickly to that 8 to 10 cent range, and I'm talking maybe tomorrow or the following day, I'll probably just take my profit. But if we start to see a slow grind here of about 5 or 10% over the next couple of days, yeah, I'll just continue to use that 50 moving average line as my rising stop and just keep playing it until, you know, it hits that 50 moving average line. That would be the time I would stop out.
I should point out, Single Point is not a true Bitcoin stock. It's also not a true marijuana stock. It's a stock that's involved in the processing of online payments, and that's its business. But because it's tied to those industries, what it has, even by penny stock standards, that Wild West we were talking about, is volatility. The volatility is what other people get scared of. You sort of run for it, right? You like it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've told people before, I mean, for me, it's boring to play a stock like Amazon or Apple that gets you 3-4% in a whole year. I love the volatility. I like to, you know, if you can catch it at the right time, and again, these charts, these penny stocks, they do follow charts. If you can follow the chart on some of these plays, they work out really nicely. And again, that volatility is my friend, and I'm hoping that we get that here. I saw top stocks starting to move recently, and I've seen Bitcoin moving. So hopefully we get that big push and capture that 20-30% gain.
There you go. It's Single Point Incorporated, ticker symbol SING. Jeff Williams bought it yesterday. He's told you, however, that it's still buyable at this point, though carefully, because it does move so much, it might get past that range quickly. So you've got to take a look if you're going to try to give it a thought. And if you want to learn more about Jeff or Single Point and his pick, go to RagingBull.com or check out his site, PennyPro.com. For more information, you can also follow Jeff on Twitter, where he's at ThePennyPro. Jeff Williams, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, this was great. But now we're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, Matt Lloyd will be here from Advisors Asset Management. We'll be talking big picture market and the Fed and interest rates when he comes here right after this message. Stay tuned.